With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has used his seventh State of the State speech to urge the Republican-controlled legislature to enact a wide range of Democratic priorities they have rejected in the past. That includes numerous gun control measures just a month after a school shooting not far from the state capitol.
We do not have to choose between respecting the Second Amendment or keeping kids, schools, and streets and communities safe. We can do both. And the truth is this, the vast majority of Wisconsinites, including gun owners, agree.
The governor proposed closing loopholes so everyone who buys a gun goes through a background check no matter where they buy it. He also called for a red flag law to get guns out of a home when someone is a risk to themselves or others. Evers also called for more investment in education.
And I will again ask Republicans and Democrats to join me in doing what's best for our kids by making meaningful investments in public education at every level, from early childhood to our UW system and our technical colleges.
Evers called for bipartisan work to address immigration and promised to fight any attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Republicans were quick to reject Evers' ideas, saying they would be introducing measures to support deportations of people here illegally who commit crimes. Republicans are also introducing a tax cut proposal. Windman Trails in Vilas County adds more than $4 million to the local economy each year. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Windman Trails was one of five outdoor recreation sites in the state selected to pilot a program through the Wisconsin Department of Tourism's Office of Outdoor Recreation. The organizations or governments involved went through the DIY Economic Impact Report Program. Windman Community Engagement Director Sam Walter said they used things like trail and car trackers to get numbers on usage last year. But the most important part was the survey given to people who visited Windman.
We thought it was really important just to kind of do a deep dive on who our visitors are and what are they doing during their time in the North Woods and how is that kind of rippling out and affecting our community at large.
Windman Trails is a network of more than 30 miles of trails with opportunities for biking and hiking in the summer and cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and fat tire biking in the winter. The trails are free to use. The report found that Windman brought in more than 55,000 visitors last year that added roughly $4.3 million to the local economy. About half of the out-of-town visitors either camped or stayed at a hotel or some other lodging. They typically stay in the area for about 4 days, with about half that time spent at Windman Trails. Walter says one of the more interesting things to come out of the report was that 86% of the visitors were not from the area, and 3/4 of them came to the North Woods specifically for Windman.
What that gets me kind of thinking of is, like, there would be a whole lot less visitors to the North Woods if Windman didn't exist, right? And without public spaces like this in our community, that makes it a lot harder for all the businesses to survive. The grocery stores, the outfitters, the restaurants, the hotels, a lot of that wouldn't be here and wouldn't be possible and viable long term if we didn't have all of these public resources available to our visitors and to our local community too.
Walter says they'll be able to use this report to pursue different funding opportunities. She says as a nonprofit, they're always looking to sustain their services and keep the public trail system going. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
What was reported to be a possible grass fire turned out to be a camper going up in flames in the Merrill area. Just before 3 Monday afternoon, the Merrill Fire Department and Merrill DNR Ranger were sent to the report of black smoke off Highway 107 north of Tri-High Trucking. Crews found it was a large camper that was already mostly consumed by fire. The fire was extinguished, and when the owner returned, he said he had just stocked the wood furnace before he left. No one was hurt, but the camper was a total loss. The need for blood donations is always high, but particularly right now. That's because of extreme winter weather and fires in California. Whole blood is one need, but another is donation of platelets. Catherine Halverson of the North Central Wisconsin chapter of the Red Cross says platelets are a big help for those dealing with cancer, and are also helpful for people suffering from a loss of blood that won't clot.
They're giving platelets. You can give platelets every 7 days, and really that's going to help those with cancer and those maybe who just went through a horrible car accident and need that blood to stop.
The Red Cross estimates more than 12,000 donations of blood or platelets did not happen because of the bad weather and wildfires. You're encouraged to donate if you can. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The average price for a dozen eggs has soared to over $4 in recent weeks. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports that bird flu is a big reason why.
More than 13 million egg-laying hens died last month because of bird flu, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's the most of any month last year. The losses are a big factor in higher egg prices, says Jada Thompson, a poultry economist at the University of Arkansas.
One of the hard parts is there's this regional concentration of production. And so when a disease is going through and hitting farms in that area, it's going to affect multiple farms, and that's going to affect the supply of eggs. And that supply then will affect our prices.
Thompson says egg prices will likely fall as bird flu cases drop and the egg supply recovers. But more outbreaks of the virus could push prices back up. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.